Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's one thing for these venal executives to be doing what they're doing. If you were listening carefully to the show, you got a little preview of the next segment due to a technical misfire. That's so funny.
I like that we're owning that too.
Yeah, and the fact that I had to compose myself because I knew what happened. I knew that there was an accidental firing of what we were going to play the segment later.
Accidental firing.
Right, and
so to speak.
I could barely keep myself together for the rest of the segment with Eldon because I understood exactly what had happened.
Yeoman's work there because I had lost it. I had pretty much just trying to hold it all back.
Start. Boom. That's a fart.
That's just... Yeah, very just, clear.
There's so that's a rough day. That's like, well, you gotta go excuse yourself and check yourself before you.
Gotta own that on
yourself.
The next. Gotta own that on the next show. I think. I mean, it's if she's smart, the whole next half hour that she does is just about what she did.
Did you hear about the lady who shaved her legs and wrecked them?
Hi, Lawrence.
You guys just want to go home now.
No, we're good.
I'm keeping track of the Hall of Fame ballots. I'm watching who's going to get in tonight.
Who's getting in?
Well, I'm following...
Derek Jeter.
Right, yeah, Derek Jeter's getting in. He's got 100% of the public and anonymous ballots so far. Larry Walker is tracking well. He needs votes on 65% of the outstanding ballots. This is Ryan Thibodeau, who does a great job, not Mr. Tibbs, I think is his Twitter handle, of tracking all the Hall of Fame ballots. Roger Clemens is close with nearly 71%.
Isn't Bonds close?
Barry Bonds is close with 72%. The trouble is, for both of those guys, they need about 79% of the votes on remaining ballots.
Yeah,
79% of the remaining ballots to vote for them.
But now we're at least... Now, if you're Barry Bonds a few years ago, there's no path to you getting in. And now there is clearly a path for all of those guys, except for Sammy Sosa, to get into the Hall of Fame.
Bonds and Clemens are on their eighth tries at 72 and 71%. Sosa, I should mention, Sammy Sosa on his eighth try as well, 17.2%.
That's what I don't understand.
Wow. He ain't getting in.
And that's part of the conversation that I had with Mark Carrig of that even amongst – the guys that were clearly that we assume were cheating, for some reason Sammy Sosa has nothing.
Wow, that's pronounced. That there's a story in that alone. Once we get the final numbers, that spread and what the rationale is, and trying to figure, maybe interviewing actual voters or trying to understand why that is, it out of sight, out of mind.
What would be the rationale for it?
That you thought he was more fake than others were?
Than Barry Bonds?
Well, because Barry Bonds had a Hall of Fame career before he apparently began using.
He's got nine seasons of being that second version Barry Bonds.
Where's McGuire?
He's not on the ballot, right?
He's off now?
Yeah, he's off the ballot. He fell off after his 10th season, I think, was last year.
So he'll get the Baines?
Yeah, he'll get Baines'd. Other notables, Scott Rowland picked up 50 votes this year. He's not going to make it, but he'll get maybe 50% of the vote, which is great for him in his third year on the ballot. Manny Ramirez at 32% in his fourth year. Andy Pettit at 10%. Andrew Jones at 25%. Jeff Kent at 33%. Omar Vizquel at 50%. So, you know, trending well for a lot of those guys, but it looks like Larry Walker's going to make it just under the wire. This is his last year on the ballot.
I would be very curious to hear what people who voted for Bonds and Clemens and Schilling on why they didn't vote for Sosa.
Like I say, there's a story in there. There's a story in that explanation, in that spread of something going
on.
Well,
yeah, but maybe we don't overthink it. Maybe it's more evident. Barry Bonds and Roger Clemens are both upper tier, upper echelon.
Barry Bonds is if you don't count Mike Trout,
Right.
I mean, he's the first or second best player, best position player
in history.
Ever.
Yeah, and I think
him or Ruth.
I think Roger Clemens is probably the best pitcher of the modern era.
Yes.
But with Bonds, you kind of know the flashpoint.
Yes.
Of when he may have started.
Right.
Do we know that for Clemens?
Yeah, 99, right? You can see it.
Yeah, you know, I wish I could. There's
Toronto,
a study
right?
done. Yeah, there was a study done about some numbers and a.
I think it was at least one Cy Young in Toronto, right?
Yes. Yeah. I think that was the tick back up for him.
And again.
Well, but he had 10 years with the Red Sox or so before.
But a guy with 600 home runs is only getting, what, 15%, 17% of the vote?
Yeah.
I don't understand how that makes sense. That even if you do think that the other guys were bona fide Hall of Fame caliber players before, and whatever you decide before is, how does a guy that never tested positive only getting 17% of the vote?
Honestly, it's tough for me to put myself in that spot because for a while now, I've been let the steroid guys in and have a conversation about it. Use the Hall of Fame. Yeah, I've kind of gotten
to the point where I don't care.
Yeah.
I just think that it's interesting that he's the outlier here.
Right.
That of this group, and I guess we could put McGuire there with them, and maybe they do need to be together considering.
Hmm.
But it's interesting that there's been momentum towards the other guys that we suspect were cheating, except for Sosa.
I think we're having a very similar conversation about Manny Ramirez in 4 years.
Okay.
I think we're having it. Although, granted, he's trending higher now, but I think a lot of that can be written off higher now than what Sammy was 4 years ago.
Where's Ramirez at?
Where Manny Ramirez is at 32-ish%.
So Ramirez already has more people voting him in, and he is
right.
He has been caught.
Right. Oh, no, absolutely.
He's more
picked
than once.
Up. He's picked up 11 votes from returning voters. But remember, too, we're dealing with, I mean, the difference of those 4 years in terms of how many new Hall of Fame voters there are, how much the attitude towards steroid users has changed in terms of how people think about them getting into the Hall of Fame, I still think that relatively speaking, if you did the era comparisons, Manny and Sosa feel right about the same given where Bonds and Clemens are now.
So, I mean, now you just try to knock off reasons. Like, what would be the reasons why Sosa would be less than Ramirez? Considering that there's like proof against Ramirez, Ramirez found himself back in baseball, found himself a job with the Cubs. Sosa can't even get close to the Cubs. And I mean, now you go, okay, well, Manny's Dominican, right?
Yes.
Yes.
So you can now take that away. Like you can start go, okay, well, here's similar cases. This is a player who's also Dominican. So what is it about Sosa?
Lack of presence, lack of PR, can't help. Yeah, that's what I mean. Like he's not here, and occasionally he would pop up, and the only story was that he was pink, and that's all anybody wanted to talk about. And he looked like, and yet
they never talked about it in the way that it should be talked about.
Correct. When you talk about the deep cultural issues that come mm-hmm. with skin bleaching and colorism.
What's going on in the Dominican to dark skinned Dominicans and Haitians in the Dominican Republic.
That's all a very worthy conversation as it concerns Sosa. Didn't he do a cover story of a magazine a few years ago? Not when he was first on the Hall of Fame ballot, but after a season or two that was this kind of like, I'm Sammy Sosa again, and then this was the first interview that got roundly swept aside because of a change in his appearance.
Right.
And here he was trying to say, I'm Sammy, and everything fell on deaf ears because A, he looked like he did, which is stupid, but B, because he, like, even in the Carrig interview that you talked with him about, he doesn't talk about any of this stuff.
Right.
He will not address it.
And there's the stuff in front of Congress where he is not speaking.
He didn't want to speak
English.
Yeah.
Although I never understood why they didn't just have someone question him in Spanish.
Because
his Spanish is awful too.
Well, because
I mean, it might be
because Congress knew what they were doing there.
It just that seems like an easy fix.
Sure, but that whole—
Can I interpret?
Yeah, but that whole panel just wanted to make those guys look like the bad guys.
Come on, well, they
maybe
did.
Maybe because they were.
Well, Rafi Palmeiro helped out.
No, yeah, he kind of did it on his own.
Finger wag.
Buddy, yeah, that's
it,
a little much.
It would be all different if— it would be, I should say it would be easy if Barry Bonds were a beloved figure.
Right.
If Roger Clemens were a beloved figure.
If Curt Schilling was a beloved figure.
Right. Not one of them is. That's two of them are disliked, and one of them is just an absolute flaming assbag.
That's why I'm trying to go through the checklist of what is it that Sosa did or didn't do that makes him different from the other guys.
It's a great question. I bet it's a complicated answer.
You know, it has to be.
There's a couple of people texting in about the corked bat. That doesn't hit for me.
No.
Yeah, that doesn't really do it.
Your favorite
for me.
Pitcher's using why. Spitballs too.
Yeah.
Greg Nettles, who everybody loved, had super balls shoved in his bat.
It's a good place for
remember
him.
That one?
The other spot's tough.
Remember they went bouncing all over the field?
Yeah, no, that's what yeah. Sosa had too. Oh no, it was cork.
This was cork. Yeah, he tried the
but Nettles other guys had... were using that synthetic, you know, kind of super ball kind of thing.
No, this was literally super balls.
Yeah. Super balls. Yep. And they're out there like pew.
Yep. It's like, oh, sorry. Now I don't know where those came from.
Well, now baseball's happy to do that work for you. Don't worry about it. We'll just doctor the ball. Everything right. will be like you're swinging a corked bat.
Well, there's your other era. I mean, if you want to do this thing about, like David Hall was saying, you know, at the Hall of Fame, you have certain rooms for certain eras. You got to show me the late 2010s and show me all these guys who were hitting 30 home runs who Mitch were maybe has 15 home run power.
Mitch has a ball in his office. On his desk. And yesterday I was in there watching Bulls and I was just like, oh man, this is just like, it is so slick.
Yeah. We did it at the Cubs game. Remember, Connor, when we were sitting up in right field,
yep.
I was collecting them during batting practice mm-hmm. and we had them all sitting there and they were just, even in spring training, we were looking and talking to people about, we've been examining them every opportunity, just picking it up. It doesn't feel like a baseball.
I have the two balls that were hit up to the press box when I was working for the White Sox, one in 16 and one when 17, the one from Yoan Moncada that nearly killed me. I have them both. They are remarkably different. And I didn't keep them because I was reading this stuff about the baseball. I kept them because I was doing pre and post. I was like, these two baseballs nearly took my life. I should hold on to these things. They're completely different.
I'm with you wholeheartedly. You're listening to WSCR and HD Chicago, WBMX HD2 Chicago, Sports Radio 670 The Score, a radio.com sports station. Go enjoy watching Wendy Williams videos for the rest of the
season. Oh, I'm good on that.
I have.
I'm good on the video.
You kind of see the moment where there's a couple moments there. There's a moment of, oh, no, and then there's a moment of, I have to be sure that this isn't the other thing.
There was a check.
You got to be sure, because sometimes you can, and you got to be sure, especially as you get older. Can't mess around with that type of stuff.
There's a great Public Enemy song, Can't Trust It.
Yes, and she fell right into it. Gentlemen, enjoy yourselves. Have a great rest of your day.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.